It had been a bad night, as usual. The old man's hotel room in Munich was comfortable enough. What was troubling him was a secret rendezvous with a KGB agent scheduled for later that winter day in 1957 in Vienna. Operating under the codename Frost, the man had, for more than a decade, been considered by the intelligence services of the Soviet Union to be key to their American operations, though they suspected, but were never able to confirm, that at some point he became a double agent for the United States. As the morning sun filtered through the curtains and lit up the room, the man, Hollywood movie producer Boris Morris, tried to push fears of exposure out of his mind and focus on something simple: whether to catch the early train to Vienna or sleep in and take the plane. The latter won out. After all, the FBI was paying. But Boris couldn't get back to sleep. He hadn't slept well in years, always waking up in a different hotel room in a different city, always afraid of being unmasked. It wasn't paranoia. Most of the Soviet agents he had worked with had met a gruesome end: exiled, shot, strangled, poisoned, or simply disappeared. Every little noise kept him awake: the clanking of the heat pipes, the noise of water running in the next room, a door closing. Then, at 7:05, footsteps came down the hall and stopped before his door. Someone knocked 3 times, paused, attempted to turn the doorknob, then slipped something under the door. Boris crept out of bed, picked up the blue envelope, and tiptoed to the bathroom, where he opened it and saw one word, Cinerama, that told him it was all over. Cinerama was Hollywood's latest gimmick, a curved panoramic screen that covered the entire front wall of the cinema. But for Boris, Cinerama was also the code word he had arranged with the FBI in case he was unmasked. It meant, "They're coming for you."